Now, joining me on the line, we have Alan Heaney from the Mayo Ultra Cyclists.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm grand. Yourself?
Good. No, can't complain.
So, can you tell us about this huge challenge that just have taken place soon?
So, Carl, we are setting about on a six-day, 1,900-kilometre trip around the 32 counties of Ireland, all in aid of four charities, some of them locals to us in County Mayo, and some of them national, one being the Temple Street Children's Hospital in Dublin there, and an online mental services there called Turn to Me. The idea is to raise much needed funds for these charities, and everything we do is self-financed, so every single penny that we raise will go towards the four charities. So it's an ultra cycle, which means cycling approximately 350 kilometres per day as we traverse around the country, going through each county.
And it's such a huge undertaking that you are doing. Like cycling even around one country alone can be daunting for a lot of people, but 32 counties in 6 days. How did that crazy idea come up?
About 5 years ago, a group of us did a three-day Mizzen to Malin. It's an iconic trek along the west coast of Ireland from the southwest of Cork the whole way to the northwest of Donegal. And we completed that in 3 days as a group. And a few of us, when we did across the line, we said, wouldn't it be great to go back and do this in 2 days? And we did that 5 months later for charity again. And when we crossed the line, we said, you know what, wouldn't it be great to go back and do this under 1 day? So the following June, we went back and did it in 23 hours in 20 minutes, which was a 600-kilometre trek. So it was kind of non-stop cycle, the full length of Ireland. After we completed that, we said, wouldn't it be nice now to go and do the full length of the UK from Land's End in the southwest the whole way to John O'Groats in the northeast of Scotland. And we did that 1,600-kilometre trek over 4 days. That was a very tough event because there's a lot of mountains to climb in Scotland. And when we finished that last summer, we decided to cycle from Lourdes in the south of France, all the way up through France, across the Channel, across England and Wales, across the Irish Sea, and home to Knock in County Mayo. And we did that in 5 days. So this year, obviously, because we're not allowed to travel, and it's with the COVID and the restrictions, we said we keep it local and we do a cycle around Ireland and we try and go in out of all the counties. So that's the idea.
I tell you, you have some mental strength to be able to get through that, because personally, even cycling 2 hours down the road, I would be in bits. But you were saying there you're raising the money for four different charities. Now, is there any particular reason with these four?
The cycle is in memory of a young little fella from Scott's House in County Monaghan, James Alexander Moore. And James James passed away about 4 weeks ago, so he did. And we're doing it for James. His dad works with me in the business. We're into robotic milking and automation with large dairy farms. And I always promised him we would do something for him. But unfortunately, he wasn't there to realise that or even see it. So we decided we would dedicate this cycle to James. So it's for Temple Street Hospital. And the young little guy had a mad passion and desire to fundraise himself. He had set up a tractor run for March, but with the onset of COVID, he couldn't do it. And he was also setting up another little fundraiser for Temple Street. But again, he passed away in the meantime. And it's just, he said the care that he got and his family got and his brothers and sisters got, just some way to repay them back the love and care they got in their final days. So the focus is really on Temple Street. There are three other charities, but the real focus here is on Temple Street. And that's the motivation behind the cycle.
Now, how many people, apart from yourself, are taking part in this event?
You're talking about five core riders will do all of it. And on different days, at different levels, people will pop in and pop out. They might do 100 kilometres or they might do a day with us. But there's five of us will do all the 6 days.
And is that the five of you that have gone on all these other big marathon cycles?
There's three of us that have consistently done all six cycles, it can be difficult enough to get people back because it does demand a good bit of time in training and preparation. And it's 6 days away from family. Now, we're not young little lads. We're all in our 40s. We're all self-employed. We're all married with kids and we're all busy. So fitting the training in has to happen early mornings or late evenings. We don't do it during the working day or the bright hours of the weekend because we're busy with other stuff. We tend to get up early in the morning and knock out 100 or 150 kilometres before 10 or 11 in the afternoon and then go about your work or go about your family duties. I come from a farm in the west of Ireland, so, you know, there's jobs to be done there as well, along with the business and the family. So you're trying to squeeze out the kilometres to condition the body at those times that least impact the business, the family and other duties.
And how would you personally get kind of prepared for a cycle like this? Because I'm sure it's not only physically but very mentally draining on you as well.
We're all a little bit different. So for me, if I can get enough conditioning into the legs, I just have to turn up to the start line and I know I can do it. I'm lucky in a sense that I've done this before. So when I rock up to the line, I know mentally I can complete it. For others, one of our guys, Jonathan Verry, who's from Crossmolina in County Mayo, went out last weekend and did a 400-kilometre unsupported cycle himself. 2 weeks previous to that, he went out and did a 600-kilometre cycle unsupported on his own. He was 33 hours gone cycling. Now, I can't do that. I don't need to do it. But that's what Jonathan needed to do for him mentally to prepare himself for being on the road for 15, 16 hours a day in the wind and in the rain against traffic and do that for 6 days in a row. For me, I just need to get out and do 100 here, 200 there, 50 here, 50 there, wherever I can squeeze it in. We're all a little bit different. But certainly, you know, there comes a point in time where your legs will only do so much. You got to get your head to carry the rest. And I'm a firm believer, whether you believe you can or you cannot, you're always right. So if you start doubting this in the first day, you're gone. You ain't going to last. But we're lucky, Carl. We've got such real, positive, mental attitude type people. If it's wind and it's rain and it's snowing and the bikes get punctured or we have crashes, the guys don't care. They laugh that off, you know. So we got a real bunch of people. Like when we started off in the Lands End to John O'Groats there about 2 years ago, we were having to tent out in a field down in down at the very, very bottom of the UK, and there was the tail end of a storm coming across from Ireland. We had an awful job to pitch the tent. The only way we could get the tents down was to go and lie in the middle of them. So that first night we got no sleep, but that was the crack in the banter for the following day. It wasn't like, I got no sleep and I'm tired and I'm cold and I'm hungry. I got no sleep going, Jesus, what else is going to happen next? So it's all about the people and their attitude. And you see it in all different sports, you know. It's in the Dublin football team, the perfect example of the modern age.
And I just kind of want to get there, like, is have a GoFundMe page as well.
Yes.
And have you any other social media accounts that people can follow?
We've an Instagram page, we've a Twitter page, we've a Facebook page. It's called the Mayo Ultra Cyclist. And we've also a page on LinkedIn. So across all the social media platforms, people can engage and donate. And any little thing at all, it would be kindly and greatly appreciated. We're going to have a stop in Dublin on day four. We're going to stop at the Temple Street and hopefully gain a few more riders and get a few pictures with friends, family and supporters. And the plan is to have a few personalities join in. I know coming across the north that Joe Brawley is going to get involved for a day. So it would be great to have Joe there for a bit of banter and a bit of fun. And Joe is a GAA pundit, a solicitor, and would have played and won an All-Ireland football medal with Derry. So we'll have more people like that joining in and popping in and popping out for a bit of fun. And just to break up the monotony of the day. You have a different conversation, you know. You have a bit of fun and a bit of banter with someone different, and just breaks up the mundane part of the day.
And it gives you something to kind of look forward to as well.
Yeah, and look, at the end of the day, you know, we're in our 40s, mid-40s, late-40s, a lot of us, we're not spring chickens, but you can have a good bit of fun on the bike and very social, and every 75 to 80 kilometres, which would be 3 hours of cycling, we'll have a tea and a coffee for 20 minutes, and we'll get on our bikes and we'll do the same again, and again, and again, and again. But we're going to see all of Ireland, you know, the beauty of the west and the north and the east and the south and the Midlands and all the lakes, the valleys, the mountains and bridges and roads and scenery. So it's actually you know, once you're conditioned mentally and physically, it's a very enjoyable 6 days, and I really, really look forward to that.
Listen, Alan, we wish you, of course, all the best from everyone here in regards to this challenge you have coming up, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to you when you stop in Dublin. And yeah, so from everyone here, we wish you, of course, all the best with this, and we can't wait to hear about any other future huge challenges you have like this.
Well, that's great, and thank you for the support and the well wishes, and we will keep you posted, and it'll be great to have the opportunity when coming into Dublin to have a quick chat to let you know how things have gone. First, there's going to be ups and downs and blips, things are going to go wrong, but look, we'll keep on the saddle of those bikes and keep the wheels turning. And look, thank you very much for the opportunity, and we would love again to have a quick chat along the way. We're kicking off on the 16th of August. So that's Sunday morning, 6 a.m. And I'll give you a bell along the way. It'll be great, Carl.
That's no problem at all. Listen, Alan, thank you so much for taking some time every day to have a chat with me.
You're very welcome.
And take care.
Thank you.
Now, that was Alan Heaney, who is a part of the Mayo Ultra Cycling Charity Challenge. Sorry, it's part of the Mayo... Let me rephrase this. The Mayo Ultra Cyclists, and of course they are doing an ultra cycling charity challenge. That's correct. Of course, as you heard there, all 32 counties within 6 days. And as you've heard, they've even came from France all the way back to Mayo. And you'd have to admit that is some impressive feat, as a lot of people would be dead within an hour. But you know, it's for a great cause, as you said, and it's for Temple Street mainly, but there's also a list here as well, and it is Down Syndrome Ireland, the Mayo Roscommon Hospice, and Turn to Me.